Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Few of us lay awake nights worrying about a major world economic collapse any more than we lay awake worrying about our planets getting wiped out by an asteroid from outer space. But thinking about our own families and what may happen if Dad doesn't get a good-paying job is quite another matter. Now, when your family is smothered with bills you can't pay, the entire issue of debt and financial survival becomes intensely personal. Who cares about the conditions of world banking if your local bank stamps your checks IF, insufficient funds? Now, bringing this whole issue into focus, is there anything you can do personally to make your financial position stronger in the future? There is. So guideline number one, find out how much you owe and what you are paying in interest on your outstanding obligations. Don't be like the friend who didn't even bother to open his bills when they came. Unopened, he would toss them into the trash. "Why bother to open them?" he sighed. "I don't have any money to pay them, and they just make me feel bad." Guideline number two, get help now. For years, I have encouraged churches to set up a stewardship department who can give of their time in helping young families, especially young couples, to get a handle on their finances. To me, this is the application of faith with works, as James described it. If we who are of the household of faith cannot apply biblical principles to our financial needs today, who will? Guideline number three, budget your income. Have a budget and refuse to spend what you don't have. Don't be like the fellow who said, "I've got a budget, and I'm going to live within that budget, even if I have to borrow money to do so." Guideline number four, get out of debt. In simple terms, debt is your inability to pay what you owe when it is due. The primary exception to this is your home, which in all probability will increase in value over an extended period of time. Easy credit has been the nemesis of our day. Buy now, pay later. But few think about the cost involved in paying later. Even the purchase of a home may put you in the debtor's column. So before you buy anything, better find out what the conditions are. Remember, the large print gives and the fine print takes away. Read that document carefully before you purchase. And if you don't understand what you are signing, better find someone who can explain it to you, someone you trust. Guideline number five, start paying cash for what you buy. Larry Burkett offers a recipe for getting out of credit card debt. He said, preheat your oven to 425 degrees. Grease a cookie pan, toss your credit cards on it, and bake 10 minutes or until done. Another friend suggests that if you must use credit cards, freeze them in blocks of ice, and when you want to use them, think about the purchase while the ice is melting. Guideline number six, work together as a couple and family. When you married, you made a commitment to each other, and money is part of that commitment. Almost always, when a marriage is in trouble, money has been a weapon used to hurt the other person. Finally, acknowledge that what you have belongs to the Lord. Include God in your budget and giving. Failure here probably began your downhill slide to trouble. Go deeper in investigating what God says and get out of debt once and for all.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.